And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday said the loss of life in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria that has killed over 11,500 people has been truly staggering and shocking.
So far, we have deployed more than 150 search and rescue personnel to Turkey. We have U.S. helicopters that are helping to reach areas that would otherwise be difficult to access.
Blinken also said Washington will have more to say in days ahead about how the United States will continue to support the Turkish and Syrian people as they recover from the devastation. The Syrian rebel-controlled enclave of Idlib on the Turkish border is reeling from Monday's two deadly earthquakes. The region has already been devastated by years of civil war, and aid agencies now say the need for international assistance is urgent. For VOA, Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Monday's two deadly earthquakes devastated the Syrian rebel-controlled Idlib province on Turkey's border. But out of the destruction, miraculous stories of survival, like Abu Yazan Madar. Madar and his family were rescued by the Civil Defense Force, commonly known as the White Helmets. But Madar's son Habib died. The sheer scale of the destruction is pushing the White Helmets to the limit as they contend with freezing winter conditions. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Police in Canada say a city bus drove into a daycare north of Montreal, leaving two children dead and six injured. A police spokesperson says the 51-year-old bus driver was arrested and charged with careless driving and homicide after the Wednesday morning crash. An eyewitness says that immediately after the crash, the driver stepped out of the bus, ripped off his clothes, and started screaming. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited Britain on Wednesday to drum up aid, winning a pledge to train Ukrainian pilots on advanced NATO fighter jets, a big symbolic step up in Western military support against Russia's invasion.
2 years ago, I thanked you for delicious English tea. And I will be leaving the Parliament today, thanking all of you in advance for powerful English planes.
It was just his second trip abroad since Russian forces swept into Ukraine on February 24th last year. Zelensky met Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and thanked Britain for, quote, marching with us towards the most important victory of our lifetime. The IOC is stepping up efforts to explain its position on trying to help Russian athletes qualify for next year's Paris Olympics amid a backlash from Ukraine and its allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Olympic body has responded to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's invitation for his IOC counterpart, Thomas Bach, to return and see the ruined city of Bakhmut. Currently, there are no plans for another visit to Ukraine, the IOC says, noting that Bach had visited Kyiv last July and had since spoken with Zelensky in telephone calls. The IOC has once more cited the opinion of two UN human rights experts. They should compete under a neutral flag. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eight people were killed and 28 wounded when protesters in East Congo's North Kivu province blocked and then set upon a convoy of United Nations peacekeepers on Tuesday, resulting in clashes, the provincial government said on Wednesday. Anti-UN sentiment has risen since a rebel group known as the M23 staged a violent offensive last year that has displaced hundreds of thousands and caused dozens of deaths in an already volatile part of the country. Uprooted citizens accused the UN peacekeeping mission and a regional force set up last year of failing to protect them. Their anger has spurred protests in and around the provincial capital, Goma, some of which have turned deadly. A convoy returning to Goma with supplies was attacked on Tuesday evening as it was making its way through a camp that houses hundreds of displaced families outside the city, the mission said in a statement. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.